Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show, 17 July, Friday, 2015. You're in the right place. That is if you are questioning things more than ever before. And it's not us that's creating the questions. It's them. In the lack of confidence that we have now, we cannot be held accountable for the fact that we are reassessing everything in our lives. And we are truly reassessing everything because we've lived a lie. I know that may come as a shock to many people, but think about how much news is really news. Now, this shooting yesterday in Chattanooga, red flags all over it. Why is it that when somebody shoots, four Marines this time, everybody says, nicest guy in the world? Would never, ever imagine. You know, Josh, people just don't turn overnight unless something has turned them.
Right. Toxicity or deficiency.
Yeah, but you don't get toxicity or deficiency overnight.
No.
And so when these people all of a sudden go from, you know, Rotary Club Man of the Year to heinous killer that, you know, it just... Where's motive? Where is motive in this? Oh, last day of Ramadan. Really? You know, that's supposed to be a holy time for them, which they don't even, you know, eat or drink during the day.
Right.
Let alone kill people.
I have no answers for you. I
know.
Don't know why
it
someone
just
would do
make
it.
Any
you
sense.
Know? It doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
These things do happen. People do snap. And they do snap overnight sometimes. But I'm not saying that's the case with this guy.
I think that the nature of man is not to just all of a sudden do 180 degree out of phase.
I know, but we are living in some crazy times where,
oh, yeah.
You know, it's possible that people are just so corrupted and, mm-hmm. you know, in multiple ways, whether it's, you know, nutritionally or whatever, you know, the case may be.
You know, that's
people
what,
can snap.
Yeah, that's what Mark Passio was talking about yesterday. You know, and Mike from Tennessee said, you know, you lose your freedom and you start doing strange things. And
right.
People are losing their freedom and they're realizing it. But be that as it may. Anyway, the news, the financial news is not good. Not only is Greece on a slippery precipice, but another 20-some countries following after that. I'll let you know the list of those that are about to go belly up. And why haven't we heard about this before now? It's because they don't want you to, because it might affect the stock market.
If anything doesn't make sense, it's this to
mm-hmm.
me, the whole worldwide debt thing.
Yeah.
It's just craziness.
Yeah, we need to talk about who the debt goes to, who is it owed to. And I think, you know, the book... Andrew Gauss, The Secret World of Money. I got to redo that book again. He makes more sense than anybody I have talked to in the financial world, and he's articulate.
Yeah, he is very articulate.
Mm-hmm.
I thought so, too.
I have
not read that yet.
And I think you'd like it.
Yeah,
he's
sure.
Very opinionated, and yet he's usually right in what he says. Anyway, so who owes whom is what I want to know. They are saying now that the Greek banks may open on Monday. They've been closed for almost 2 weeks now. Think of
how
what that's
been
done.
Closed this whole time. Wow,
mm-hmm.
Those poor
yep.
people.
They have been closed this whole time, getting $60 per day or 60 euros per day, $66 per day.
Is it? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Some people can't live off that. Personally, I could probably.
Yeah, yeah, you could live off that for a week. But anyway, MH17, more information on the MH17. It appears that they are trying to put out a report that will say exactly what they want the report to say, regardless of whether it has anything to do with the truth. And there's even some thoughts that perhaps an Israeli-made air-to-air missile may have brought down the MH17. Now, in this third hour, we are going to talk to a gentleman who may have the greatest medical breakthrough of our time. greatest medical breakthrough of our time, and it doesn't cost a thing. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. This is Joyce.
And Josh.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
Welcome back to Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for reaching outside the proverbial cage. Because I know you all do. You're willing to challenge yourself. You're willing to question the things that we have been told not to question. Like I said the other day, I'm not anti-cop. I'm anti-bad cop. I'm not anti-government. I'm anti-bad, lying, flaming, fraudulent government. That's what I'm against. If people do the right thing, we don't have a problem with it. But it's when we're lied to over and over again. And people are coming unhooked. You know, I heard... go ahead.
Oh, and they're snapping.
Well, yeah, but not overnight. There was a gentleman talking. He had been a former, I think, minister in the parliament in Greece. And he was talking on TV, and he said, see these people out here throwing Molotov cocktails? He said, I just might be out there throwing Molotov cocktails. He said, that's the way we feel. We've been betrayed by our government here. And he was a former MP. Man. I mean, that's pretty amazing for someone to say something like that. He said, it's got to stop. You know, 61% of us said, no bailout. We're not for this. Don't do it. And he goes in and...
does it anyway.
Yeah, and so Greece And it's not just grease, but they have to be so careful how they handle grease, because as grease goes, so goes 24 other countries. Maybe. We'll talk about that. Anyway, Syrian rebels now decry Iran's nuclear deal with the West. Syrian opposition, according to The Guardian, the fighters have criticized the Iranian nuclear agreement as enabling the ongoing disintegration of their country and empowering Tehran, despite its support for Assad's regime. Opposition fighters said the agreement, which will provide billions of dollars in sanction in relief to the Iranian government, strengthens a widely held belief that the U.S. does not wish to see Assad's departure. Now, where does America get all this money that nobody has?
I don't know, but I mean, it just speaks more and more of us arming both sides of the conflict.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Both sides.
Well, there's probably even three sides if we were to know the truth.
Sure, I'm sure.
Yeah, we probably
limit our government.
Yeah, well, we probably aid and abet three, four, five different sides. Who knows? It just is so crazy. That nobody can keep track of it, and I think that's part of the goal also. The Greece debt crisis, the new ECB, European Central Bank, the cash lifeline could reopen Greek banks. Banks in Greece could reopen their doors on Monday, for the first time. Oh, it's been 3 weeks. I didn't realize it's been 3 weeks. Ooh. Anyway, can you imagine nobody doing business in a bank except for handing out some little stipends to people?
You know what? That actually sounds like peace to me.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe.
It's like a government shutdown. It's
yeah, maybe.
Like,
yeah. Uh-huh. Let's go breathe.
Maybe that's
a
what
while.
Normal life should be like.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyway, the European Central Bank boosted emergency funds for the country's financial sector by 900 million euros and threw its weight behind calls for debt relief for Athens. The ECB president, Mario Draghi, announced the extension of aid to the country's banks while backing the idea, championed by the International Monetary Fund, but rejected by Germany, that some of Greece's debts will have to be written off. Some? Oh, well, how are they going to pay any of it? They don't have any money.
Right.
They can't pay any of it. It's all going to have to be written off.
And how far down the road is this can going to be, you know, kicked?
Yeah, 3 months, and then they'll have to do it again. That's what they're saying. It's probably in another 3 months, they'll have to do another bailout.
Hmm.
And it's just not self-sustaining.
And there's no prospect for them coming out of it whatsoever.
No, none.
And so why would you give them? I just don't understand. That is why I'm not a financial expert.
Well, no, that's why no financial expert can understand this stuff. They don't understand what's going on. You know, they're telling them, you will repay this money, and they're going, all we got are like, you know, rocks and stones here to repay it with, and they're demanding that they repay it each time, even more so. Anyway, Greece is just the beginning. The 21st century enclosures have begun. According to Zero Hedge, Greece is only the beginning. Greeks driven out of their country by the collapsed economy, demise of the social welfare system, and extraordinary rate of unemployment will take their poverty to other EU countries. Members of the EU are not bound by national boundaries and can freely immigrate. Closing down the support system in Greece will drive Greeks into the support system of other EU countries, which will be closed down in turn by 1% privatization. Now, what they're going to do is start privatizing everything. And granted, that's not going to be an answer, but they think it is, or it's sort of like a placebo, or it's something to tell the people that's going to work. And there are now 24 nations that are currently facing a debt crisis, according to Economic Collapse. And I think we should spend some time on this, because there's been so much attention on Greece in the last few weeks, but the truth is, Greece is only a tiny fraction. A
few years.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how many years have we been talking about Greece?
5 years they've been in the austerity program.
Wow.
And look how well it's worked for
them.
Right,
exactly.
You know, like what's his name says, you know, how's that working for you?
Right.
And as you are about to see, there are 24 nations that are currently facing a full-blown debt crisis. There are 14 more that are rapidly heading to the front of the line also. And right now, the debt-to-GDP ratio for the entire planet is up to an all-time record high of 286%. Now, that means 100% of the debt would be bad. But 286% debt, and globally there's approximately $200 trillion of debt on the books.
Unbelievable.
I mean, we can't even imagine how much $200 trillion would look like.
Oh, no.
Mm-mm.
No.
And that breaks down to about $28,000 of debt for every man, woman, and child on the planet. Now, Josh, I don't know if you're going to pay up your part of it.
Oh,
but
yeah, I'm going to write a check.
Who do you think you would owe it to?
I don't know. If everyone on the planet owes $28,000, then exactly who do we pay it to? Is there some off-worldly entity supplying everybody with all this money? I don't get it, you know?
I know, there is no money.
And some, you know, guy walking around with no shoes in some third world country, he owes $28,000, you know, living off the land. It doesn't make any sense.
No. And since close to the half of the population of the world lives on less than $10 a day, there is no way that all of this debt can ever be repaid. The only solution under the current system is to again kick the can down the road for as long as we can until the colossal debt pyramid collapses in upon itself.
But that's no solution. You know, that's not a solution, kicking the can. That is a postponing of a solution.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
But a collapse is part of the solution.
Jubilee, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
That would be, you know, just wipe it all off.
But it's
if everybody owes everybody, hey.
Yeah.
We're even.
I'm going to forgive you of yours, and you forgive me of mine. We are seeing in Greece you can eventually accumulate so much debt that there is literally no way out. The other European nations, duh. I mean, I think we've been seeing that for a long time. It's just that the news on television, like, for instance, Fox Business News right now, terror in Tennessee, that's all they're covering, is the shooting in Tennessee.
Is it terror?
Come on, guys. Well, you're a business network.
Right.
You know, how does this affect the businesses? Why don't you focus on something like this right here with 24 countries about to go under?
You know, if all this debt may someday just be wiped clean, I feel like I may have decided to live my life in the wrong manner. Like, I should have been just compiling debt this whole time if it's just going to be wiped away instead of trying to do things debt-free.
That's right. Yeah. That's like the government doesn't. Yeah. And
crazy.
The other European nations are attempting to find a way to give Greece a third bailout. But that is like paying one credit card with another credit card. And virtually everyone in Europe is absolutely drowning in debt. It's not just Europe either.
No.
But they don't want you to focus on the United States because we got to keep that Dow, the sacred Dow, in the green territory. And even if some permanent solution could be crafted for Greece, that would only solve a very fraction of the overall problem that we're facing. The nations of the world have been in this much debt before, and it gets worse with each passing. Have never, ever been in this much debt before, and it gets worse every day. Okay, according to new report from the Jubilee Debt Campaign, there are currently 24 countries in the world that are facing a full-blown debt crisis. Let's start with them. I'm going to name them all. These are the ones that are in a world of hurt, ladies and gentlemen. They are in a full-blown debt crisis. Okay, let's start. Armenia, Belize, Costa Rica, Croatia, Cyprus, Dominican Republic, El Salvador, the Gambia, Greece, Grenada, Ireland, Jamaica, Lebanon, Macedonia, Marshall Islands, Montenegro, Portugal, Spain, Sri Lanka, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, Tunisia, Ukraine, Sudan, Zimbabwe. And there are another 14 nations that are right on the verge of collapse. Now, those are the ones that are literally, for all intents and purposes, collapsed.
Right.
But we're not going to talk about it very much because we don't want people to know about it.
Don't tell anyone.
I know. Then there's 14 others that are just about ready to collapse. And that would be Bhutan, Cape Verde, Dominica, Ethiopia, Ghana, Laos, Mauritania, Mongolia, Mozambique, Samoa Tome e Principe, Senegal, Tanzania, and Uganda. Do you notice there's anything missing here, Josh?
I did not hear The U.S.?
Yeah. What about the U.S., which is worse than just about anybody in debt? And what about Italy,
right,
who's also in horrible shape?
I'm checking out the Jubilee Debt Campaign website. It's pretty neat. It's jubileedebt.org.uk.
All right. We'll be right back. 4 minute break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour. Joyce.
And Josh.
We'll be right back.
So my elementary school-aged child is begging me for a cell phone.
Please, Mom, please. All the kids have them.
But I've seen the research, and it makes sense to me that any mobile device that operates using electromagnetic frequencies that close to me or my child's head needs to be blocked.
Harmful wireless radiation is real. Protect yourself and your loved ones with Block It Pocket. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy. Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Block It Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the lower 48, visit BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour. There's something really fun and exciting about discovering products that make life more pleasant and enjoyable. Well, Miracle 2 soaps definitely fit that description. The shelves at the supermarket are packed with soaps and cleansers that are full of chemicals that slowly destroy our health and the environment. Miracle 2 products are all natural, like your green soap that can replace your bath, laundry, household soaps, and cleaning products. And please try Miracle 2's skin lotion. It's quickly absorbed and not greasy like all those other mass-produced lotions. Miracle 2 moisturizer is full of fabulous oils and emollients that leave the skin healthy and baby soft. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. Just call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com. You'll learn why so many people say it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
In the U.S. alone, a home invasion occurs every 13 seconds. On top of that, the average response time for 911 is over 15 minutes. That just won't cut it. Don't allow yourself or the important people in your life to be victims. When seconds matter, don't be caught stumbling for your firearm. Get the protection you deserve. Get yourself a hidden holster from HiddenHolster.com. It's the original hidden holster. The hidden holster is quick, easy, and convenient. It's versatile enough for the home, workplace, or virtually anywhere else you might need it. Have peace of mind with your firearm close by at all times. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. If you own a firearm, you need a hidden holster. Your protection matters, and self-defense is the best defense. Go to HiddenHolster.com. That's HiddenHolster.com. The original hidden holster.
Welcome back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. In the third hour, we're going to be talking to Clint Ober. You know, it may just be the most amazing finding for health in our decade, or even more than that, several decades. I really believe so. And we're going to talk to Clint Ober about earthing in the third hour. I mean, it's much more important. And after I saw the documentary, that thing is incredible.
Yeah, it's a great movie.
You know, and I thought it was just going to be another documentary. Oh, my goodness.
Very well done.
I cried. I was inspired. Oh, my gosh. I even called Alaska last night because they're on a different time zone to speak to Steve that did the film. And the guy that, you know, was in the film that was the kind of the quiet guy and with the moose, the baby moose,
right,
Karen.
Yeah.
I asked him how Karen was doing, and he said, just great.
Yeah.
The moose. You got to see the movie.
Karen the Moose.
Oh, my gosh. Who would think Grounding would have a baby moose in it?
Yeah.
Anyway, it was just incredible, guys. I know Josh and I were talking around you, but oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. I was so taken by that movie. It is so beautiful.
And such a simple solution. You
know, yeah.
It's almost like God had things worked out before we got here. I don't know.
It's almost like God knows, and he created us, and he made it this way, and we have done a real fine job of messing things up, haven't we?
Absolutely.
Anyway, we're going to get back to the news now, which the economic collapse of 24 different countries around the world. Because it is really nasty out there, but it's being withheld from people because, and by the way, I didn't even see Puerto Rico on this list either.
Huh.
And they're like El Bankrupto also.
Your Spanish is impeccable.
I know. I hope I don't get slammed for being, you know. Anyway, but there was no Puerto Rico on here.
I'm sorry. I'm still laughing.
And Spain's debt to GDP ratio is... Spain's debt to GDP has risen from 69 to 98%.
Wow.
Italy's debt to GDP. It's kind of like, oh, somebody just looked at the books and figured all this stuff out. Oh, my goodness. The world is in a mess.
Makes me want to go take out several credit cards and go shopping.
Absolutely, yeah. Italy's debt to GDP ratio has risen from 116% to 132%. Now, you wouldn't think that it would go over 100%. I mean, there's something about going over 100% that just doesn't register.
I know.
And then you've got France that has risen from 85% to 95%. And in addition to Spain, Italy, and France, let us not forget Belgium, 106% debt to GDP. Ireland, 109% debt to GDP. And Portugal, 130% to GDP.
And all this debt has interest that's constantly accumulating. And
that's
so there's
right.
never, ever, ever going to be enough money on the planet.
On the planet is right.
To pay it off.
Yeah, even if you put in your 28th foul. Mm-hmm. And Spain has over $1 trillion in debt outstanding. And Italy has 2.6 trillion euros.
Nothing, though, compared to ours.
I know. I mean, they're just like hackers,
little babies. Yeah, little debt babies.
They don't even know what they're doing. These bonds are backstopping tens of trillions of euros worth of derivative trades. Now, there we get into the derivative issue. And a haircut, don't you love the haircut, or debt forgiveness of them would trigger systemic failure in Europe. I love it when they call it a haircut, because that doesn't really affect people as badly as saying, we're going to steal your flaming money.
A decapitation.
Yeah, decapitation is more like it, yeah. EU banks as a whole are leveraged 26-1. And at these leverage levels, even a 4% drop in asset prices will wipe out all of your capital. And any haircut of Greek, Spanish, Italian, and French debt would be a lot more than 4%.
Hmm.
What did they do in Cyprus? 60% of anything over 100,000 euros. According to Bloomberg, debt levels in China have risen to levels never recorded before. While China's economic expansion beat analyst forecasts in the second quarter, the country's debt levels increased at an even faster pace. Outstanding loans for companies and households. Do we need to keep talking about this? I mean, it's like, how can it get any worse than 238% of debt?
Big numbers.
All it does is just make the wound bleed more, you know. Anyway, if that's not bad enough, in Japan, things are even worse. The government debt to GDP ratio in Japan is now up to an astounding 230%. That number has gotten so high, it is hard to believe that it could possibly be true. Well, you got that right.
You know what happens when things get this bad?
What?
War. War probably usually happens.
And why?
That, just because there's no other solution for them.
Because that makes money.
Right. That's scary.
Unbelievable. We'll be back after this. I mean, we've got all kinds of people that might want to go to war with us, I'm sure. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. Stay tuned. This is Joyce.
And Josh.
We'll be right back.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Spillum for Midas Resources. In 1971, President Nixon took the United States off the gold standard and put us into a fiat currency. This allowed Congress and the Federal Reserve to create trillions of dollars out of thin air. The national debt has risen to incredible heights, and your hard-earned dollars buy a small fraction of what they once did. The average life expectancy for a fiat currency is 27 years. The dollar is failing and on borrowed time. When currencies fall, people turn to gold and silver because gold and silver have been real money for more than 5,000 years. It is our mission at Midas Resources to help you preserve your capital. Don't let your personal savings shrink to nothing. For important free information on how you can protect your personal wealth, contact me, Steve Spillum, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Call today while we are still accepting dollars for gold and silver. 1-800-686-2237, extension 308. Make a change in your financial security today. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 308.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to IDStronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet sleeves or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
What a shame that he died so young. What a shame. Anyway, I want to remind you, Time Challenger, the special ends today. And if you want to take advantage of it, I mean, Jerry Peterman has outdone himself. You know, I just think now he set a standard. Now I want him to beat the standard now. No. Buy 2 Time Challenger capsules or Time Challenger Vegan and get a free one.
Wow.
Plus your choice of a free night recovery cream or a bite knot.
Cool.
Bite Knot is an organic way to keep bugs from biting you, from bite-knotting you or not biting you. And it, or you can buy and two-time challenger chewable, arthritis, mineral, or canine, and get a free night recovery cream or Bite Knot. I mean, this is amazing that he's doing this.
Yeah, what a deal.
So take advantage of it before he finds out what he did, you know. seriously, you know, when he said to do this, I told Rosie, I said, email him back and tell him what he just did and make sure that's okay. Yeah. Because I don't know if he knows this or not, but that's a lot of stuff free. So anyway, you can get it at the Power Mall, but you got to get it by today. So that means start getting your phone calls in there now. 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, or go to thepowermall.com. And also the toothpaste, the Clean Teeth toothpaste, mint flavor. Tell them what you said before the show.
I said that this has become my favorite toothpaste, I have to say. I love it. I don't know. I just like it. I don't know why.
Yep. You're just a mint person, aren't you?
Well, it's...
You really like it, huh?
I do really like it, yeah. There's, you know, very few new products that I come across, you know, because everything's so awesome out the Power Mall anyway.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of, you know, impresses me enough to push me over to the other side. But this has done it. I like this toothpaste, got to say.
Well, it's got clove oil, tea tree oil, wintergreen oil, myrrh extract, lavender extract, marigold, basil, nutmeg. And it is really good. It is normally $10, sells for $9.99, and you can get it for $5 at the Power Mall. So get it for $5, ladies and gentlemen. Also, Purslane is on sale, Himalayan salt. And by the way, do you know that Elsie Belchef, the Purslane lady, can no longer put that book out?
Really?
Yeah. So if you have a Purslane book... And what's the title of that?
It is The Wonders of Purslane.
The Wonders of Purslane. If you have that book, keep it, because it's going to be worth some money, because you'll see it traded probably on Amazon or sold on Amazon, but she can't put it out anymore.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Can we sell it?
Of course not, Josh. Of course not. We don't have any.
Oh, really?
That's the problem,
yeah.
Is that they won't let her reproduce it.
Wow.
They won't
For
let her reproduce
weed.
It. For a weed, yeah, regarding a weed.
It grows everywhere around here.
I know, yeah. I know. I mean, is this a crazy world or what? Yeah. I mean, 238 GDP? Are you kidding me?
And you can't sell a weed.
I know, and you can't sell a book about a weed. A book about a weed. It's not even selling the weed. Oh, my gosh. Anyway, Mike from Tennessee says, what about Iceland's debt to GDP? Zero. Mike, you make way too much sense. Quit that. Also, Dr. Edward Group's Liver Cleanse. It's now on sale. You get the Liver Cleanse to go with the Colon Cleanse. And we're going to be doing that next week. So get yours now. Get yours now so you can do it with us. And you will expel, I'm sure, some gallbladder stone, gallstones. Yeah, it's amazing what this does. It is amazing. Sometimes they say an average of 100 gallstones you'll expel.
On this cleanse?
Mm-hmm.
How long's the cleanse?
I think it's 7 days, and then you take some time off, and then you do it again. But it's really incredible. Anyway, let's get back to the news. Did you know that, you know, we were talking about how 24 countries are about to go belly up, and yet doesn't even mention U.S., doesn't mention Italy, which are really in bad shape. But I marvel at how Fox News is continuing to keep this from the people. I mean, they never talk in terms of other countries. I mean, they're focusing now on Greece, but they didn't before. And so what do you have? You have oil at $50 a barrel. You have gold at $11.42. You've got the Dow futures at 3 in the green. And, you know, I'm so glad that Andy Gauss made some sense of the gold versus gold paper when he told us about why gold is not going up, because they're selling only gold paper. And anytime you take an ounce of gold out of the supply, you have basically increased the price or the value of gold, if you will. But when you print paper, It doesn't do anything.
Wow. Interesting, yeah.
It doesn't do anything. All you do is just flood the market with paper.
Well, eventually there's got to be a day of reckoning where...
Yeah. You know, well, eventually for 24 countries there's going to be a day of reckoning too, but it takes a while. And they have been able to manipulate the price of gold and silver. Okay.
Silver's under 15 now.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I know. Time to buy.
Man faces 6 months in jail for disagreeing with feminist on Twitter. Paul Joseph Watson says a Canadian man may go to jail for disagreeing with feminist on that website, a case that one journalist warns could have an enormous fallout for free speech. I can't believe this. Under Canada's draconian anti-harassment laws, the victim merely has to claim that the offending conduct made them fear for their safety. In other words, if Elliot is convicted, feminists in Canada could claim that anyone who disagrees with or offends them is engaging in criminal harassment and demand that they be sent to prison.
Unbelievable.
What about patriots? What about patriots that are harassed?
Unbelievable.
You know, or conspiracy theorists. What about that? Maybe they should be claiming harassment in Canada.
I mean, I don't even know what to say to this.
Well, I mean, we might as well just do every story and go, unbelievable.
Right. I'm sorry. That's
okay.
All I have to say.
Okay, can I give you another unbelievable story?
Sure, why not? Hey.
Sure. White House celebrates Muslim holiday on the day that Muhammad murders four Marines.
Okay.
President alleged Barry Satoru sent a celebratory message to Muslims around the world on White House Twitter account. Nearly 2 hours before his first tweet on the subject of four dead Marines killed by an Islamic gunman.
Did you ever think that someone as high up as the president of the United States of America would actually tweet?
No. No. I don't think it's the thing to do myself. Can you imagine Roosevelt tweeting? Or Churchill?
Yeah, I told him, Churchill? Have you done your tweets today,
yeah.
Mr. President?
Yeah, just. Oh, that's just so bad. I just can't believe. Business by tweeting. Do you know that ISIS has 40,000-plus Twitter accounts?
That's a lot.
Doing business by tweeting. 40,000-plus, we're told. And the government's been working so hard to knock them out, they've already knocked out 1,000.
Oh, good.
Mm-hmm.
That's good.
That's probably all they'll ever do if they even did that. But I can't believe, though, that the president celebrated Muslim holiday. Did you hear him? He gave a speech. Now, let me tell you, here's one of the key ways to tell when something's got a whole lot of red flags around it. It's whenever there is, like, this event that occurred in Chattanooga, within 4 hours, they do a news conference, and they've got everybody up on the stage and law enforcement from every organization. They must have had 10 or 15 people there. Now, to me, they ought to be out taking care of the crime.
Right.
Why are they grandstanding, getting their foch on TV to make it look like, oh, we are so important here?
We're really doing something.
Yeah, we're doing something. We're doing a news conference. And that was bad enough. But then the president does a news conference or press release and says he is heartbroken over this.
Well, it's sad.
Well, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
But you kind of see him going, I'm heartbroken, wink, wink.
It'd be nice if he would say, you know, we're going to figure out a solution to this problem.
Oh, never. Never do they say, all right, that does it. They say, all right, that's enough. This has happened too many times. It's time to start talking about gun control. That's what they say.
Oh.
Instead
like,
of
start arming everybody.
Yeah. Instead of saying, maybe we ought to find out why these things are happening in the
right.
first place. And, of course, I want you to have this visual. Here's this guy who supposedly was a white guy, but now he's not a white guy, but he was reported by all the people in the and parking lot as being a white guy.
Hmm.
So he starts shooting inside this building. And imagine all these Marines in there hiding behind their desks.
Yeah.
Because they have no guns, no weapons.
I know, it's a gun-free zone.
Right.
That's.
Well,
everybody needs to be carrying. I mean, that with as much crazy people in the world,
mm-hmm.
just, you know, arm yourself, train yourself, arm yourself,
but
get
remember,
some training. I'm sorry, get some training,
mm-hmm.
arm yourself.
But remember
yourself.
July 4th, they said they're going to be attacking the military. We have official, non-official information that they're going to be,
right.
not credible, but we're telling to you anyway, that they're going to be attacking military.
Right.
So what do they do? Wait till the last day of Ramadan, which they should have suspected. If they haven't done it by now, they might do it on the last day of Ramadan. And they
haven't
don't
been
have
eating and
on.
Drinking. Pretty hungry.
Yeah.
Well, hungry and tired. So
they, in all fairness, they drink after sundown.
Sundown, yeah.
And before sunup.
It's like the Day of Atonement. Mm-hmm. Not supposed to eat or drink, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, disgraced Planned Parenthood official works for the White House staff. Remember the one we told you about yesterday selling body parts of babies? She works for the White House. I don't want to talk about it. Okay. U.S. fracking linked to higher hospitalization rates. Do we need any more information that fracking is bad? And, you know, how long are we going to debate fracking, ladies and gentlemen? And then, oh my gosh, if you want to review something that's going to make you cry, I guarantee you, it's in the email blast, and it's on this section from today's news on the best commercial of the year. Wanda sent me this early this morning, and she made me cry.
Oh.
And I had to turn it off so I could cry some more. And then I finally said, no, I've got to turn it back on. And I did, and then I cried more, but it was a happy cry at the end.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. I don't even want to ruin it for you or tell you what it is. I want you to watch the best commercial of the year. And I'll give you one hint. It has a dog in it. Anyway, it is really amazing. Anyway, let's get back to the news. MH17, it could not be shot from rebel areas. Now, that's what RT is saying, that it could not have been shot from the rebel areas. It had to have been done by the Ukraines. But, you know, who of the Ukraines are we talking about here? If the missile, as Western authorities claim, was sent from the Sezhno area controlled by the rebels, and according to all experts and specialists, it would have been detected by radar at the station of Rostov-on-Don in Russia, which borders the Donetsk region. But they didn't see it, so they can't. They're saying it could not have come from the rebels. But it seems like they're making this report say whatever they wanted to say. Remember, they sent it out as a trial balloon to people. Let us know what you think about it so far. If you don't like it, let us know and we'll change it. Israeli-made air-to-air missile may have downed the MH17. Uh-oh. RT reports that a report on Malaysian Airlines MH17 air disaster in Ukraine last year by a group of old hand aviation security experts maintains that the Boeing might have been downed by an Israeli Python air-to-air missile.
Hmm.
Man, does the plot thicken or what? The authors of the investigative report may have calculated the possible detonation initiation point of the missile that hit the passenger aircraft and approximate number and weight of strike elements, which in turn designated the type and presumed manufacturer of the weapon.
Yeah, but, I mean, does it really matter who makes it so much as who actually shot it? I mean, everybody sells weapons to everybody.
Right.
Right. So, I mean, say it's an Israeli, not that I'm defending Israel in any way or anything like that, but say it is an Israeli, you know, how many tragedies have been done with U.S.-made weapons?
Absolutely, you know? Absolutely. So, you know, that's a good point, but was it an Israeli-made weapon that the Israelis were controlling? It doesn't say anything about that, does it?
Right.
I don't think so.
I mean, what would be the motive behind that? Are they involved in the Ukraine-Russian conflict?
Oh, my gosh. I think they're involved in anything and everything the United States is involved in, but that's my own opinion.
Yeah.
White House reportedly offers to boost military aid to Israel after the Iranian deal. In other words, Netanyahu was so ticked at us, we better do something. Money, money, money. Fox News says, according to New York Times, Obama broached the subject in a phone conversation with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu. White House officials said that Obama told Netanyahu he's prepared to hold intensive discussions on bolstering Israel's defense capabilities. In other words, we're going to pay you off. We're sorry that you are so ticked at us, but we're going to pay you off. The paper reported that Netanyahu denied to discuss what Congress has to say about the deal, which was agreed to after long talks involving the U.S., Iran, and five other world powers. Lawmakers have up to 60 days to review the document and the agreement, In remarks to Israel's parliament, Netanyahu says he was not bound by the terms of the deal, and he could still take military action against Iran. I think that's what you call a hint. I think that might be what they have plans on doing myself.
You know how much we give Israel every year in aid?
Mm-mm.
$3
billion. $3 billion.
But Israel asked for $4.2 to $4.5 billion.
And I bet they'll get it. Obama pledged to reduce the nuclear arsenal, and then came this new weapon. Standing next to a 12-foot nuclear bomb that looks like more like a trim missile than a weapon of mass destruction. I feel a sense of accomplishment, he said. Later, when nuclear explosives are added to the federal Pantex plant near Amarillo, Texas, the bomb will have a maximum explosive force equivalent to 50,000 tons of TNT.
Isn't that crazy?
50,000 tons of TNT. What we need are bigger bombs to kill more people.
This is kind of like a smart bomb where you can adjust the amount of explosive power with it, apparently. So it's got a, comes from revealnews.org, and it's got a little interactive map, and it shows a map of Washington, D.C., and then you can pick which has different choices for the tons of TNT, and it shows you the blast area and damage and stuff like that. So you can pick 300 tons up to 50,000 tons, and it shows you the damage, the area that it would cover.
What we need are more bombs to kill more people. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
Affordable health insurance was the promise of Obamacare, but for many, the government mandate caused more problems than it solved. And I want to tell you about a truly affordable alternative, Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare bypasses doctor and hospital panels, giving you the freedom to choose 100% coverage up to $1 million per year per occurrence, who includes dental, vision, pharmacy, and holistic care. Call 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993, 1-800-714-6993 today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
Let there be peace on earth, let it begin with me.
back to the Power Hour, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us. You know, I need to correct something I said, Mike from Tennessee. I think I misquoted him earlier. I was talking about freedom and the how you feel and related to that. And he wrote me an email and said, did I say that? So I think I might have misquoted him. So I apologize, Mike from Tennessee. In the news, the Highway Trust Fund is broke. Now, I thought that gas taxes paid for the roads.
Right.
Right? That's what we're told, anyway, in the fiction stories that we rely upon. Anyway, the Highway Trust Fund is broke, and the government is now going to use TSA fees to fund the roads. That makes a lot of sense. The patch would keep the fund afloat through December. Can you spell Ponzi scheme?
Kicking the can.
Yeah. Can you spell Ponzi? Ponzi. By transferring $8.1 billion from the Treasury into the Highway Trust Fund. The measure is the latest installment, the 34th since 2008. Mm. Plantain. Do you know what plantain is? It's all over.
Oh, yeah.
There.
It's everywhere.
A weed. Well, guess what? The ugly little edible weed.
I take offense at that. It's not ugly.
No, it's not. Who would have ever said it's ugly? There's no such thing as an ugly weed. The ugly little edible weed, they call it, that heals and soothes. If you do not chemically treat your yard, chances are very good you have plantain growing there. Plantain, not to be confused with the banana-like fruit of the same name, is a common weed found throughout North America. You can recognize plantain as a low, short plant with wide and round leaves that have parallel veins. Well, that only describes about every weed in the yard. You.
It has these little shoots that shoot up with little balls on the end, you know, that you can, we kind of use them as little guns. We make them, me and the kids.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. You wrap it, it's the stem around the end, and you kind of pinch that, and you can pop the head off, and it'll shoot pretty far sometimes.
Oh, my goodness. You think that's legal?
I probably not. I don't know.
I wouldn't, yeah. Anyway, you can recognize plantain as a low, short plant. There are many photos and videos online to help you identify plantain. You may not know that it is a very useful plant. In fact, it is anti-inflammatory, antibacterial, and antimicrobial. So instead of yanking the common weeds in frustration, you can learn to cultivate them for all kinds of purposes.
It apparently has a taste like spinach. It's high in vitamin C, vitamin A, vitamin K, iron, beta-carotene, and calcium. And I would think that as it gets hot, you probably would have to boil it. Like, you know, it probably has a bitter taste like, you know, dandelion leaves.
Mm-hmm.
But you can make a tea out of it or a poultice. Use it in your bath water.
I think I need to reassess the plantain and putting it in salads.
Perhaps.
I need to see about that. Plantain and dandelion.
It's out
and,
there, everywhere.
Yeah, you know, absolutely.
The steps going up to my shop, there's a little grassy patch here, and it's covered in plantain right there.
Hmm.
I know. I was reading this last night. I was like, wow, I have a nice little cupboard sitting out there full
yeah.
of food.
Well, cool. That is good to know. I mean, it's really important that we know which things are edible. We should know that. We should do it, ladies and gentlemen, and start doing eating them now. Don't think that when the food is gone, then I'll do it.
Well, if you talk about eating local, you know, buying local, there's nothing more local than stepping outside and grabbing a weed out of the
That's
ground.
Right. Buy local. Well, cultivate local and then go and clip local. We're going to be back after this 1 minute, 10 second break, and I'll tell you how you can use the plantain. Oh, you already did, didn't
yeah.
you? Sorry about that. We'll be right back. 1 minute, 10 seconds.